Welcome to Life on the Illinois Prairie. Your host is Wendy Fleming Dexter, and after 30 years living in small town Illinois, she has stories to tell. Past cornfields and factories, into the heart of Amish country. There's more here than what meets the eye, far beyond what you think you know. So buckle up and stay tuned. This is Life on the Illinois Prairie.
Hi, and welcome to this episode of Life on the Illinois Prairie. I'm your host, Wendy Fleming Dexter. Joining me today is a returning guest. She's been here once before, and she's really plays an important role in an important store in a nearby town. So I'd like to welcome Tara Reed from the Sullivan Restore Habitat for Humanity in Sullivan, Illinois. Tara, welcome back.
Thank you for having me back, Wendy.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. You know, it's always a lot of fun and very informative. So would you give people a little background information on yourself, how you came to be a part of this organization?
Sure. Okay. Well, like you said, my name is Tara Reed, and I've been with the Restore as the manager for 7 years, but I used to do very different. Before I started here, I was a pastry chef, so I had a totally different background. But I've always been big in volunteering, and this is why I accepted the job at the Restore, because it's making sure people get help that they need. I was a Red Cross disaster volunteer for several years. I served as a mass care coordinator after 9/11 at Ground Zero, and I also drove an IRV after Katrina down in the outlying counties of New Orleans.
So serving is in your blood, isn't it?
Serving is in my blood. You know, you could be a pastry chef and you could make 1,000 cookies and set up hoity-toity things, but it just doesn't have that fill your soul goals that I like. And I know when I do my job right, somebody's getting a home in Moultrie County. So that makes a huge difference for me.
Well, that's fantastic. Would you go ahead and explain how it is, how the Restore works and how it does help fund those builds in Moultrie County?
Sure. The Restore, and we're very fortunate to have one. Many, many counties do not have them. There's only 11 Restores in the whole entire state of Illinois, and most of them are up in the Chicago area. And this is how we raise our money. We don't receive a lot of cash donations, so it is done all through the Restore. Every cent that is used to build that house comes from the Restore. So that's why it's very important, if you have one of those in your county, to take an advantage of a Habitat for Humanity Restore, because you know that money will stay in your local community. We're fortunate enough to build one house a year. We brag about it. We're proud that we can get it done, because it's a lot of work, and it's a lot of work just to get that house built.
So purchasing items, that is the main way that your homes are funded. This the high prices of lumber since the pandemic and now with inflation must still be a terrible obstacle to overcome. Is that your biggest obstacle to try to overcome price-wise?
Absolutely. I started here 7 years ago, and that house build, they're always 3-bedroom, 2-bath houses. They're very nice. That's to put a family in. This is the main goal, because you're serving more people with the family. Seven years ago was $63,000 to build that home. And last year it was $105,000. And that is strictly on the cost of the materials that have went up, because I can't even imagine what the sum total would be if a lot of those items weren't donated, and all the labor is donated to build it. So that has been a huge disadvantage right after COVID, especially when everybody started doing their home improvements. Wow, you would have thought lumber was made out of gold, and that became very price prohibitive towards building. So we really rely on people donating through the store and then coming into shop. We always say, you're not really shopping, you're donating. That way, when your husband's looking in the back of your car and went, what in the world? You can go, I've been donating at the Restore, not shopping.
So really, that is probably the most common misconception. I know when we first spoke that is what distinguishes you from a thrift store, a secondhand store, a used furniture store, anything like that. That is, there's a very big distinction there, isn't there?
There's a huge difference. I think people don't realize that technically, even though we are a charity, We are considered a resale shop. And that is why when you come in and you purchase items from us, you're forced to pay sales tax. We have to collect sales tax. That's just the way the state of Illinois is. And a thrift store does not. And they're usually geared towards helping as many wide range of people by offering several low-cost items for people that are kind of economically challenged, whereas we work for just one goal of just building the house for our community. So that's the big difference. A lot of people don't understand why they have to pay tax. And quite frankly, I don't either. All those items have been purchased one time. And when you bought them at the store, you paid your sales tax then. But we have to collect sales tax and thrift stores don't. So that's kind of one of the differences between us.
What number house is this in Moultrie County, and where is this one being built?
Well, we're on house build 36, and it's going on right now. Our caravanners came in during the blazing hot summer, which was okay for our lead builder, who was from Louisiana. He is in his late 70s and had no problem with that. But our couple from Michigan thought that they were dying, and I can understand. Oh, they were there every single day during that high humidity weather. They went without fail every single day and showed up and worked. And we are just about less than 3 weeks, I would say, from having it built. And then the homeowner, this year's new homeowner, will be in by the holidays.
Oh, gosh. Is it in Sullivan?
Yeah, we are in Sullivan. Last year, we built in Bethany, and this year, we're building in Sullivan. That is where the majority of our land is. AgriFab was very generous to us. It is a factory in Sullivan, and they donated that large portion of land out there. And then we put all the infrastructure in, and it's shaped like a horseshoe. And all the outer horseshoe is built, and most of the inner horseshoe is built. We have like three lots left there. And I love the name of our streets, and it's called the Habitat Village by our locals there in Sullivan. But our two streets' name are Faith and Hope, which I just absolutely love.
That's wonderful, wonderful. So where you say the volunteers, where is the furthest that these volunteers come from? And are they all mostly repeat people that have been in Sullivan all these years?
Well, we do. Our farthest distance is, I'm going to say, a toss-up between Louisiana and Florida. Our most dedicated that we've seen for the most amount of years are Richard and Ramona. They are an older retired couple in their late 70s, and they have been with us for the 11 years that I know that the ReStore has been there. But Moultrie County has been building houses for 39 years. And I'm going to say that they've been with us for close to 20 of those. The houses are all different colors, and it's a bragging right when they come in and they're like, I've been here since the yellow house, or I've been here since the green house. But we have people from Michigan, and then we have our local volunteers and people that come from like Bloomington, and then several of our hometown people that come out of Moultrie County to help. They usually work in like 3 week rotations. So they come here, they pull in their care, they're called care banners. And they pull in, and the Faith Lutheran Church right down the road from the ReStore provides the space for all the RVs to park, set them up like a nice little camping spot down there. And then all of our local churches take turns providing their meals. And so every lunch, either like Monday, you might go to the Catholic Church, and Tuesday, you might be at Elam Springs, and Wednesday at the Methodist Church. But during the whole duration of the build, we take care of them. We call it the 10-pound build. If we don't put 10 pounds on you, we didn't feed you good enough. And we have many, many repeat people. We just love them. And the first place they come in is the ReStore, and we get the first hug of seeing them. So I think that's one of the best perks ever.
I'd say that's a good perk. How wonderful, too, that these so many people serve, you know, serving their fellow man, helping, you know, helping build and volunteering their time. And then the church is volunteering to serve them food. It's a wonderful example in this day and age when so many people are so self-absorbed and they don't see any further than the end of their own nose. I think it's a wonderful experience. And how do people that want to become involved in that, how would they go about that?
Well, we always welcome any kind of volunteer, and you don't have to have a construction background. If you can paint, or if you can push a broom, or if you can carry material, we welcome you. And it's very well known in Selvin, since we are so tiny, when those caravanners pull in, they know the activity and the buzzes around town. And it's a lot of prep work ahead of time before they actually get here, getting everything coordinated with the churches and everything. And as soon as they see them, we have people drive by, they honk and wave, they bring refreshments, they shout encouragements. It's just kind of like our buzz for, and usually 8 weeks, we do what's called a blitz build. And when they pull in, they come in Labor Day weekend, they set up, and then they start on Labor Day. And then their goal is to have the house completely finished within 8 weeks. So that kind of gives you a time frame. We had a little bit of a time bump this year because our main builder, who is what we call Bob the Builder, he is from Michigan, and he wasn't able to join us this year because some of his family had some health issues. So they had to bump it back a little bit, because we do work with volunteers, and a lot of ours are farmers, and they needed to work during the summer this time to get around farming season. But anytime you just see our Facebook page, that's when we're posting it. Hey, the caravanners are here. And if you want to do your part, head down there and say, I'm here, and they will put you to work.
How about the families? What's the family like this year that was selected? And could you explain the application procedure that people go through to apply for next year's home?
Sure. This year it is a single mom with two children, and one has some special needs. And we always look at, it's very easy to apply. We're a little bit on the dinosaur age here, and you literally come into the ReStore and pick up a paper application. And in there, it has a folder. It has your guidelines of how much money you can or cannot make and the parameters. You just fill that out, submit it in. And then they go through, you know, in-home interviews. They do criminal background checks and financial background checks. And then once they get it narrowed down to who is qualified to be able to receive the house, then the board meets and they vote on it. And the greatest factor is need. It's based on need. And sometimes last year, the lady had been living in an apartment that was just riddled with black mold. And she just could not get out. A lot of times when you have a traditional loan, because you are buying the house, you can't come up with that down payment, or the interest rate is too high. And so this offers a different way to be able to become a homeowner, because Habitat for Humanity carries the loan the whole entire time, and it's not required to put a down payment down. But you got to do some sweat equity, because we want them to feel like this is their home. And we do it a little bit different. Other counties build the home and then find the family. And we do it the other way around. We find the family and then build the home, because then you can come in and say, I would like to have gray paint, or I would prefer, you know, wood floors over carpeting, because they are purchasing it. And we want them to feel like they are having a say in what their home is going to look like.
Mm-hmm. And especially in this case where you say it's a woman with a special needs child, if the person would happen to be in a wheelchair and would need wider, you know, door frames to accommodate getting doorways to get through, then that's a consideration that could be dealt with and wouldn't hinder that process on the other end. If you didn't wait till the end, that would, that's really, I think, a wise way to go about it.
Right. One of our main goals, since real estate taxes are a little bit steeper in Moultrie County, because we do have their own power plant down there. So they are not on like Ameren or some other companies. They have their own power company. So the taxes are a little bit higher. And one of our main goals is to possibly find a disabled veteran that would qualify, because they do not have to pay real estate taxes, which would make the cost of their payments so much cheaper. So it's a goal. And we say every year, you know, hey, if you know somebody, please encourage them to apply. Anybody, because if you don't come in and at least make the attempt to apply, you can't be told yes or no. So you have to just do it. Just do it. The lady 3 years ago, you could have knocked her over with a feather. She was like, I never would have believed. And if her best friend hadn't persuaded her, she wouldn't have taken the opportunity, and she wouldn't have that beautiful house in Levington that she got.
Well, as your cousin Stacy's always telling me, if you don't take a chance, you don't stand a chance. So I guess that's a perfect example of that right there, right?
Absolutely. My big thing, that's funny, because I always say, you can't be told no unless you ask. And so I'm always looking for that yes. And, you know, you might get 10 no's before you find that one yes. But, you know, to find out that you applied and the one yes says, yes, you're going to be the this year's home buyer, it's amazing. And it really helps so many needy families. It's very hard to get a house these days. And if you can't go through a traditional bank, this is the best way to do it.
And I think, too, a lot of people have a misunderstanding that these homes are just, they just think that these are given to people, but they're certainly not. They do have to pay for them, and they have to, I know you said they have to do sweat equity to put their own blood, sweat, and tears into it. But I think that it's not charity by any means. It is just helping people who need that leg up to help them along the way.
Right. We always say it's not a handout, it's a hand up. And we're mm-hmm. just trying to make somebody's life better. Not everybody is blessed to be, you know, economically able to buy a home. There's always life situations that step in. And this is an opportunity to be able to do this. And I mean, if you're married, you will have to do 500 hours of sweat equity. And if you're single, like the adult has 250 hours of sweat equity, which they have no problem getting that. They work it off down at the house. But we do have a lot of people come in and say, I need one of those free houses. It is not free. It is not free. And we try to say, when we announce it, we always say this year's home buyer, because people understand, you know, Habitat carries this loan for 30 years. And right now we have, you know, several outstanding loans. And if you think about that, is a large burden to carry. So that is why the mm-hmm. restore is so important in the community, if you have that. Because if we did not have the restore working to raise that money, they would not be building a home in Moultrie County. It would not be possible, because we do not get cash donations, especially in the $105,000 range, to build a brand new house.
Right. And talk about the store specifically. I know you said it's one of 11 in the state, and that's, you know, pretty amazing in downstate to have one like we have. And it didn't get to be what it is on its own. And I've seen you, I know your passion for what you do, and in your Saturday morning videos that you have, I mean, your voice just, you sparkle when you're doing those videos, and you could just, as you're heading through, and you're not just telling about the furniture, the things you have, you bring all the other events going on in the community. It's not just, oh, look at the restore. It's, you know, it's like, visit the restore, help us out, but while you're in town, go to this event, go to that event, stop here. You know, you draw everybody in and make it a community event. And your relationship with the customers and the people you work with in those years must be very close to your heart. You can tell.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've been there 7 years, and we always say we are a tiny but mighty staff. And I think if people understood that we literally have three main people that keep this store running, and then two extra volunteers. So in a sum total of five, I've had Jackie, who is my assistant manager. She has a fantastic sense of style. She's the one that makes it look so pretty. I just put the big pieces out and then I tell her to make it look gorgeous. And she does. She really has an amazing sense of style. And during the holiday season, people come in for what are called Jackie originals, because she makes wonderful centerpieces and floral decorations, and people come and be like, hey, do you have any Jackie originals this year? And then we also have Mike, and he's our other full-time employee, and he takes care of all the donations. He's the smiling face and the muscles that you see behind the scenes. He takes in all the donations. He does all the home drop-offs and pickups. And then we have one that's behind the scene. Her name is Deanne, and she doesn't like it when I say she's a senior lady, but I think it's more impressive when you know that she's in her mid-70s, and she builds all of our brand new furniture for us. That has been super popular. We've been doing it for 5 years. And I'm telling you what, in the 5 years that we've been selling the new furniture, Deanne has been the only builder that we have, and she has built as close to 3,000 pieces of furniture. 3,000 pieces. Wow. It's absolutely mind-blowing. And you can't get her to take credit. She works out of her garage almost like one of Santa's elves, but she's a huge part. And you just feel like family. We know each other's kids. We know I could call them at any time and say, I have a trouble, and I know they would be there, and they know I would be there for them. And our community is the same way. We have people that drive from very long distance. To me, Pena seems a long way from Sullivan. And we have one lady, she has several other options. She could go and donate other places, but she always brings to us because she's like, you're so friendly. We enjoy coming in and talking to you. It's just like, you know, sitting on somebody's back porch and having a visit when we come in. And that's what we want. We want you to come in and tell us stories and chat with us. And the video is a good way to do it. The community is very good to us. And so I want to pay back the favor to them. And so we always brag about other small businesses in Sullivan because there's a lot to offer there. And when they're shopping at the other ones, I know they're referring them to us. And we just want everybody to come to Sullivan and have a good time. So we've been doing the video for 7 years. It's funny that people, and it's an Olympic sport to dodge mirrors because I do not want to be spotted on the videos. And people will come up to me in random places and go, hey, aren't you the lady that does the video? I recognize your voice. Even my grandkid got some birthday cake out of that when we were out to lunch one day because she was like, oh, I know you. Come and have some birthday cake with us. I didn't know her, but she knew me from my voice. So it makes it kind of funny. You just don't realize how far out you can reach to people and that they're actually listening and know you just by your voice.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love that story. You know, when you walk in, I have been in a couple of other stores, restores, and the difference is just night and day, because if you walk in and everything's just sitting out on a shelf and it's just, you know, it's just like walking into a thrift store. It is not like walking into something that has been staged, like your different scenarios are staged in there, you know, like you'd find in a furniture store. I do not have the skill that Jackie has either. And I always hate it that I cannot. I don't know how people do that. And I'm glad that they have that skill because I don't. But it does, you know, you walk in, you feel there's a sense of warmth there all the way through.
And that's how we wanted it to be. You know, I'm going to say before our group took over and gave it our little spin on there, it was lacking, to say it kindly. And we came in the 7 years, the goal was to make it Sullivan's own little department store. Everything that you need can be found there, short of clothing. And then we always send you to the thrift store on the east side of the square for that. But other than that, if you need it for your home, we have it. And it's always guaranteed to work. We test everything. We always make sure it's clean, it's smoke-free. And so when you come in, you get a good quality product for just a fraction of the price. And especially with the new furniture, it's most of the time a third of the retail price. And you just cannot beat that. But yeah, we're so blessed to have Jackie and her buddy Leslie. They can really, I just put the big pieces out and I'm like, make it look pretty, because that is not within my scope at all.
That sounds like a good description. And I just said Garrison Keillor used to say on the Prairie Home Companion, if you didn't find it there, you probably didn't need it anyway.
Absolutely.
The biggest thing we want to talk about today is your big Christmas open house. And I know people are already making plans to attend that. Can you tell us about that, when it's happening and the preparation that goes into it and how you have to hold the gates closed right up until the moment you open?
Absolutely. This is our one time a year big fundraiser that we do. And you would not think that Christmas would be your ticket to your fundraising, but everybody loves to decorate for the holiday season as much as some people want to get rid of it and bring it to us. So it's a win-win for us. And it's always the second Friday in October. This year it's October the 10th. And it is from 4 to 6, and we shut the store up at noon, and we do the secret behind the last minute touches, go and have a panic coffee for the rush that's going to happen. It takes 6 solid weeks of marking and pricing and then letting the ladies do their stuff to turn it into the winter wonderland. This year we have over 300 totes of boxes of Christmas goodies, and that's not even counting the trees and the big outside step. And then we watch the line form. And when we say people are anxious for it, when the fall decorations come out, they're like, wait, how much longer? We know the Christmas open house is just around the corner. And we leave at noon. and the people start pulling in. And it is not unusual to see lawn chairs with people sitting out there having a book, having a hot drink, and waiting those 4 hours to get in. And then you have to be like cat with quick reflexes when that door opens, because they come stampeding through the door and race through, get their baskets, get their carts, and them ladies have their shop on. It is no joke. And then we run behind the counter for safety, and we have two extra cash registers. We bring in extra volunteers. We have the help of the police department, believe it or not, to be able to help people get onto our parking lot, because sometimes it backs the traffic up a lot. But this kicks off the home build for next year. And we do probably close to 50% of our store is set up. All the whole front end and clear down the middle of the store is nothing but Christmas goodies and Wonderland treats. And if you need it, if it glitters, if it sparkles, we have it. And then that Friday night, and then that next day on Saturday, it's almost as bad, except it's a literally 6 hours of Christmas frenzy. And we sell so much in that time that when Tuesday rolls around, we're able to reduce it all down and just move it over to one small portion of the store. So our shoppers really come out for us for the Christmas open house. So this year, once again, be there on October the 10th from 4 to 6. Get there early if you want to save your place in line. We are located at 401 South Hamilton Street in Sullivan. We are right across from the Monocles at the railroad tracks. And just pull on the lot. We will help you get parked and come and shop and get all your goodies. And then we'll help carry them back out to the car for you when you leave.
And you also have a Facebook page, correct? Do you have any other social media?
No, I'm a dinosaur and I'm lucky to master Facebook. But come and check out our Facebook. Like you said, we do the Saturday morning videos, but I will be doing a lot of picture teasing. And it's Sullivan Restore Habitat for Humanity. Get on there, like, follow, and share us. And we're working hard to get to our 4,000th follower. We're very close to that. So get out there, spread the word, and then start looking for the pictures. And anything that you see on our Facebook page is guaranteed to be there that night. We do not do any early sales at all. We want to guarantee if you saw it and were, you know, a faithful follower of looking on our page, when you get there to do your shopping, you will find it there. Now, whether you get to it first or not might be a different story, but it will be there for you.
People might want to bring their own first aid kit. I'm just saying, it might be, you know, an asset.
Yeah. Safety first. You know, we come out there and we pass out some cookies sometimes and do little interviews, and we play some games out there to keep everybody amused. And then when the 4 o'clock dings, they're like standing at the door, counting it down, like open the door, open the door, open the door. So it's a lot of fun. And if you don't like the stampede and a lot of people, come the next day. There still will be plenty on Saturday. And then we constantly will be restocking. So we are still taking Christmas donations, even past the open house. We take Christmas donations all year. So we will constantly restock. So don't feel like if you missed it, that there won't be anything there for you to find. There will be more stuff put out.
Well, you don't want to miss this open house and support a wonderful cause, a local cause that can help people when they're having a little bit of trouble when they're down and out. And it's, we all need to pick up each other, especially these days when it's dog eat dog world. Let's not keep it that way. Tara Reed, thank you for being back. You've been a blessing.
Thank you, Wendy, for inviting me. We so appreciate you taking time for us.
Well, you know, we love you. So thank you again. And everyone, please be kind. Thanks for listening to Life on the Illinois Prairie, the undercurrents of our American life. If you haven't yet, go ahead and subscribe to Life on the Illinois Prairie wherever you get your podcast. Stay tuned for more stories, interviews, and updates. I'm your host, Wendy Fleming Dexter. Until next time.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.